Sixth Year Potions by Lilibet Four. The glorious silence of the classroom was broken only by the scratching of quills as 20 students frantically copied instructions for brewing the base used in the Wolf's Bane potion from the blackboard. Severus Snape leant back in his desk chair and contemplated the back wall of the classroom. Endless potion fumes had interesting effects on the moss growing in the damp of the dungeon, and he found the gently pulsing luminescence soothing. September the 3rd, the first potions lesson of the new school year. Severus congratulated himself on the choice of welcome back present. Even the base for the Wolfsbane potion was viciously tricky. This lot believed themselves capable N-E-W-T level potions. Today's lesson would certainly come as a nasty surprise. Severus concentrated hard on the mutant moss and tried to pretend it was still the summer holidays. "Sir?" His brief tranquility broken. Severus lowered his gaze. "Mr. Potter, to what do we owe the pleasure?" "Sir, I have a question." "Evidently, Mr. Potter. Perhaps you would care to enlighten us as to the nature of your inquiry?" "Sir, I was wondering if today's project is suitable for use as lube." Bright green eyes blinked innocently up at him. Any reaction would be foolish. Sputtering, of course, was out of the question. "Summarize for the class, Mr. Potter, the properties of today's potion." The other students had perked up Potter's question, stifling their sniggers, desperate to see their dreaded teacher explode. Now, their expressions ranged between profound disappointment and bewilderment. Snape ignored the frantic hand-waving from the overeducated and overeager girl beside Potter, in favor of seeing whether the past 5 years had instilled any knowledge into the boy at all. "Well, the Wolfsbane potion doesn't stop werewolves from transforming at the full moon, but it helps them keep their minds, so that they're not a danger. The base is the first part of the potion." Potter, it seemed, was capable of applying his not inconsiderable intellect to potions when the topic touched on something important to him. "Indeed, Mr. Potter. The aconite, poisonous in the best of circumstances, in moderation, may be used to suppress the wolfish aspect of the transformed creature's nature, whilst the wormwood and dittany act, respectively, as an antispasmodic and an anti-inflammatory, thereby easing the effects of the physical transformation. This potion is highly toxic, and should anyone but a werewolf drink it, they will certainly die without intervention. This said, demural application of aconite causes numbing and tingling, properties that may be helpful given your evident predilections. Wormwood stimulates circulation, and dittany of Crete is often used as an aphrodisiac in love's potions. It would appear, Mr. Potter, that today's project is amply suited to being used as lubricant. Just be sure to remind Mr. Malfoy not to lick it off." Silence reigned supreme in the room. Most of the students appeared too shocked to decide between laughter or extreme embarrassment. Potter was bright red, but his eyes danced with humor at the unexpected speech. Malfoy, on the other hand, was alternating his leers between the messy black hair of the boy in the seat in front of him and his teacher. All in all, Severus Snape considered this a success. Severus Snape dropped into an empty chair at the teacher's table in the great hall. Supper was in full swing, and the noise from the house tables was almost enough to merit the word hubbub. A warm hand slid up his thigh. He turned in his seat and favored the man next to him with a quirk of the lip. His lover wasn't fooled, and a contented grin lit his face as Severus slipped one hand under the tablecloth and twined his fingers with those currently resting above his knee. "How was your day?" he asked quietly. "The usual," his lover answered. "It was boggarts this afternoon with the third years. That's always good for a laugh. Mind you, it never ceases to amaze me, the things some people are afraid of. The things some people are scared of." Severus raised an eyebrow. Yes, well, we can't all be sensible enough to fear only fear itself. His lover's bright grin flashed again. How was your day? He asked as he picked up his goblet in the hand not currently occupied. Much the same as always. Idiot students and ridiculous questions. Actually, he paused, waiting for the right moment. In the 6th year lesson, your son asked me if the Wolfsbane potion was appropriate to use as lubricant. Severus Snape took enormous pleasure in watching Harry Potter spray his mouth full of pumpkin juice over half the head table. This has been 6th Year Potions by The Libet 4, read by Ashbear 02.